Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona, and it's always an honor to be interviewing talented students from the U of A campus. Go Gatos! Today we have Zoe Scott. Zoe Scott, how's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Talk to me a little bit about what you're working on at the U of A.
Currently getting my master's in environmental science. I'm able to do so because I met a lovely person named Dr. Chana Rock. We're always working on water microbiology, and currently we're working to test different disinfectants or sanitizers that are commonly used in agriculture, whether it's organic or not organic crop fields. So we're just kind of seeing which of these disinfectants is best at killing the nasty bacteria, like things that caused the 2018 outbreak for E. coli and like salmonella, those type of things. So we're trying to see what we can do to help prevent future outbreaks.
So how would the sanitizer be used in the field?
We use disinfectants like PAA, which stands for parasitic acid. Another one we're working with is calcium hypochlorite. It runs through the irrigation system. Basically, we're sanitizing the water so that the water is not introducing any bacteria onto the crop when it gets sprinkled onto the crop. We're currently partnered with a couple of farmers in Yuma and also in Maricopa who allow us to come onto their fields and do test runs, taking all precautions necessary so as not to introduce any contamination into the crops. They allow us to sample their water so we can tell them what their microbial or sanitizer levels are at. It's helping us because they're a source of data, but then we also give the data back to them so that they're aware of what they're doing in their fields, and it helps them to create better management practices for their farms. Parasitic acid, when it breaks down into carbon and water, like O2. So it like turns back to normal chemicals. It doesn't necessarily add additional harm to the soil.
What do you want to do when you're done? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'm not entirely sure because I went to college to get a costume design degree. I was studying studio art and I was also studying theater arts, and I was a wardrobe management at my university for a couple of years. And then I had a huge shift in my plan and I became a biologist. And so I did my biology degree in like 2 years or something. But my whole life, all I'd ever done was like draw up dresses and suits and designs. And every time I read a play, I would, you know, draw up what the characters might be wearing. It was difficult for me to understand where to go forward with science. But then I took this trip after college. I went to all the national parks in America, and I just like camped by myself and really took in the earth. It made me understand how important it is to respect our home. And I think our earth is our home. Just like you would clean up your house, you should also clean up the earth. So I decided that's kind of where I wanted to go with my science path, was to do something that would have an environmental impact. Then I spent some time in the Middle East and I recognized the lack of water and the water scarcity there. I had a hard time coming to terms with the fact that not every single citizen had access to clean water. And if they did have access, it wasn't necessarily free water. So that's where I decided I wanted to go on my environmental path. I just think it's a really fundamental human right, and the fact that people don't currently have that right is something that needs to be resolved.
Thinking like an artist in science really allows you to expand and think creatively about solutions and how to generate solutions with others. I think that your combination is going to pan out very well for you, very, very well. What are you jamming out to? What do you listen to?
I listen to it all. I'd say that my go-tos are probably Elvis, Queen, and this lady named Sammy Ray, who's kind of like funk and Alabama Shakes-esque. And then another go-to is musical theater. Always and Forever has my heart. And country like Thomas Rhett, classical music, Claude Debussy is my favorite. I like all music. I can't stop listening to music. If I'm ever not sure how I feel, I turn on a playlist and then I'm like, oh, this is how I feel today.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. Wonderful
job.
Thank
you for having me.